Good morning. It's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a homecoming that intertwines personal milestones with public service, Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, is gearing up for a poignant return to the UK. This visit is not just any homecoming, it marks the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games, an initiative close to Harry's heart, aimed at empowering wounded military personnel through sports. The Duke's return is layered with significance, coming in the wake of his father's cancer diagnosis and amidst lingering questions about royal family dynamics. The Invictus Games, founded by Prince Harry, stand as a testament to resilience and recovery, offering injured veterans a platform to showcase their indefatigable spirit. His visit kicks off with a service at St. Paul's Cathedral on May 8th, setting the stage for what promises to be a series of impactful engagements. Following the UK event, Prince Harry, alongside his wife Meghan, plans to extend his advocacy to Nigeria. The couple has been invited to discuss the possibility of hosting future Invictus Games there, aiming to deepen Nigeria's involvement in this inspiring movement. This trip to Nigeria isn't just about meetings, it's a cultural exchange, with the Duke and Duchess engaging in various activities to connect with the local community. However, Prince Harry's visit to the UK and Nigeria raises as many questions as it answers. With unclear details about other royal attendances and the participation of his own family, the spotlight is firmly on Harry. Adding to the complexity is the backdrop of criticism he faces from a former army instructor over his candid military service revelations. As Prince Harry steps back onto British soil and then onto Nigeria, the narrative extends beyond personal reconciliation and into the realm of legacy building through the Invictus Games. With the next Games set for Canada in 2025, introducing winter sports and a partnership with the First Nations, Harry's vision for the Invictus Games continues to evolve. Meanwhile, Prince Charles's recovery from cancer treatment and return to public duties adds a note of familial resilience to the unfolding story. In a move that's sparking widespread controversy, the UK government's plan to detain and deport asylum seekers to Rwanda is nearing implementation, with the first flights expected within the next 10 to 12 weeks. This policy, aimed at curbing illegal migration, particularly across the English Channel, is facing fierce opposition from refugee advocacy groups, lawyers, and a portion of the public, setting the stage for a significant legal and societal showdown. The capacity for detaining migrants earmarked for deportation to Rwanda has been ramped up to 2,200. This expansion comes amidst predictions of protests and potential clashes with law enforcement, as critics of the plan voice their concerns and prepare for confrontation. The UK government, however, remains undeterred, pushing forward with the deportation plan as a key strategy in its battle against illegal migration. Activist organisations are not standing by idly. They are mobilising for a legal battle that could potentially reach the European Court of Human Rights, signalling a protracted fight ahead. This legal challenge underscores the deep divisions and the complex ethical considerations at the heart of the UK's migration policy. Meanwhile, the Irish government is taking steps to address the migration issue from another angle. New legislation is being considered that would allow Ireland to return ineligible asylum seekers to the UK, a move aimed at closing the loophole presented by the open border with Northern Ireland. This development adds another layer to the unfolding migration drama, highlighting the interconnected challenges facing the UK and its neighbours. In anticipation of the policy's implementation, police in Scotland are bracing for expected demonstrations. The prospect of protests underscores the contentious nature of the deportation plan and the broad spectrum of opposition it has ignited. As the UK government forges ahead with its controversial policy, the coming weeks are poised to be a critical period for migration policy in the region, with legal, ethical, and humanitarian implications hanging in the balance. A chilling discovery in Greater Manchester as human remains are found in multiple locations, sparking a murder investigation that has the community on edge. The victim, a man in his 60s from Salford, has been identified, with parts of his remains found at Blackleek Reservoir and Linnyshaw Colliery Wood, painting a grim picture of the events leading up to his death. Two individuals, aged 42 and 68, have been arrested on suspicion of murder, currently being held in custody as the investigation deepens. Additionally, a 20-year-old man has been released on bail, indicating the complexity of the case as it unfolds. Police are conducting thorough searches of a warehouse and a house, signalling a significant effort to uncover the truth behind this heinous crime. The timeline of the victim's death is believed to trace back to late March, a detail that has prompted authorities to urge the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities. Detective Superintendent Lewis Hughes has stepped forward, assuring the community that exhaustive efforts are being made to gather evidence and provide updates on the investigation's progress. As the victim's family grapples with the reality of their loss, formal identification procedures are expected to take place soon. This case not only highlights the relentless work of law enforcement in solving crimes, but also serves as a somber reminder of the importance of community awareness and cooperation in bringing justice to those affected by such tragic events. In a move that's stirring both controversy and diplomatic tensions, the Irish government is mulling over emergency laws to deport asylum seekers back to the UK. This decision comes amid a complex web of international relations and migration policies that are testing the boundaries between Ireland and the UK. The heart of the issue lies in the UK's refusal to accept asylum seekers from Ireland, a stance directly tied to the broader EU's reluctance to facilitate the UK's desire to return migrants to France. This deadlock has been exacerbated by the UK's controversial plan to send irregular migrants to Rwanda, a policy that has led to an uptick in asylum seekers crossing from Northern Ireland into Ireland seeking refuge. With the UK's Safety of Rwanda Act now officially law, the first deportations to Rwanda are slated to begin within the next 10 to 12 weeks. This move has not only sparked significant debate, but has also been interpreted by the British Prime Minister as a validation of the plan's intended deterrent effect against irregular migration. However, the fallout from these policy shifts is being felt on the ground in Ireland, where recent developments have ignited protests and violent reactions, including arson attacks on proposed refugee accommodation centres. These incidents underscore a rising tide of anti-immigrant sentiment within the country, marking a troubling trend in the public's response to asylum seekers and refugees. As Ireland considers its next steps, the international community watches closely, recognising the potential for these actions to set precedents in the ongoing global conversation about migration, asylum, and international cooperation. The political landscape in Britain is on the brink of a seismic shift, with the Conservative Party facing the prospect of a devastating loss in the upcoming general election. This comes as a stark turnaround from their triumph in 2021, putting the party's future at stake. Polls are painting a grim picture for the Tories, suggesting they could be heading towards a significant defeat, trailing the Labour Party by more than 20 points. The first test of the party's waning popularity will be the local elections on May 2nd, where experts forecast a potential loss of up to half of their council seats. This anticipated outcome signals a dramatic downturn from their previous successes. The Conservative Party's internal dynamics are contributing to its challenges, with factional disputes and internal strife threatening its unity. The lack of immediate action to address these issues before the general election only compounds the problem. Furthermore, there's a noticeable shift within the party towards a more extreme right-wing stance, reminiscent of the Republican Party's alignment under Donald Trump. This ideological pivot could further alienate moderate supporters. In stark contrast, the Labour Party, under Keir Starmer's leadership, is making strategic moves towards the centre. This approach seems to be resonating with voters, particularly those disillusioned with the current state of the Conservative Party. Labour's centrist realignment and appeal to a broader voter base may be key factors in their gaining momentum. The stakes are high for the Conservative Party as it faces what could be its most severe defeat in modern parliamentary history. This looming election not only poses a challenge to its immediate political prospects, but also raises existential questions about its identity and direction in the changing landscape of British politics. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.